Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Okay, see, here's the problem. Like this, and this is why we don't know what's going on right now with voting. Here's Politico, right? That's a spinoff of the Washington Post, left-leaning, okay? Final polls point to narrow House majority for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based on what, though? What here? Well, the Democrats have high single-digit leads on the generic congressional ballot. Okay. Couple of things. This is what makes this confusing. They had high single-digit leads on the generic congressional ballot going into 2016. Republicans held the House. So what does this mean? Well, the problem here is the generic, this is what they do. They find Republicans and Democrats nationally. They call them up and say, hey, who are you going to vote for? Okay. That's the national generic ballot. That does not matter. It matters where, what congressional district are you in? Oh, I'm in a solid Democrat district. Well, then who cares what you think? I'm in a solid Republican district. Who cares what you think? You can only pull the swing districts to figure this out. And they're not doing that. This is the national generic ballot, the one where they ask you, you know, who are you more likely to vote for, the Republican or the Democrat? And it's called generic because they don't give you their name, right? Well, the only way you could figure this out is to pull the swing districts, the actual 40 or so districts that are going to decide who keeps Congress. A few weeks ago, Republicans were actually ahead with likely voters on that. Now, but I don't know if they still are. And that's what's really, really confusing here. Now, you're probably hearing a lot about momentum right now. Here's what happened. And this is so upside down that, like, I just don't think anybody knows how to predict it. But normally, Democrats win early voting and Republicans come along on Election Day or toward the end of early voting. The total reverse has happened this year. What has happened is that Republicans crushed early voting. I mean, just absolutely killed it. But then starting this weekend, Republicans and Democrats in early voting around the country have begun to pull even. So you're starting to see a bit of a Democrat surge. So does that mean the Democrats will then eclipse Republicans going into the election? Momentum is certainly with them in their increasing numbers, although Republicans have been steady as they go. So that is the total opposite. Normally, it's Republicans you see showing up around this time late, not the Democrats. So this is a total reverse of normal. Nobody knows what this means. That's the thing. Then you've got this record 30 million people have already cast ballots. That's the highest ever in a midterm. The question becomes, how do they vote? And who do they vote for? You've just got this NBC News poll. This has all come out. It's Washington Post, NBC News. And there's a lot in here that's not good for Democrats. We've got high female turnout. That's not good for Republicans. But it looks like women are pretty much equally splitting their vote down the middle. And independent women are now split between Republicans and Democrats. This is a seismic shift from the results of the October poll, which gave Democrats a 33-point lead in this group. Further, Democrat women appear less likely to vote than Democrat men, and Republican women.
Ooh, that's not good for them.
Yeah. No, and suburban women now favor a Democrat candidate by 11 points, a lead that's been cut in half since last month. Here's the other thing they don't know. These blue-collar voters, where they're coming out, they were Democrats. These white blue-collar voters, right? They were Democrats.
Right.
They voted for Trump in the right states. Will they do what Trump asks and vote for Republicans? That's a step further for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
Nobody knows. That's asking a lot. They never liked Republicans before Trump.
And Trump's not really a Republican anyway.
No,
so.
He's not in any traditional sense, no. I mean, he's redefined what it means to be a Republican. Yeah. So what will they do? Nobody knows. I mean, I you couldn't guess this. There's no way to guess this. Meanwhile, we have just two bizarre things happening right now. We've got Nate Silver, who is the go-to pollster on the left. He's supposed to be a genius. He totally botched 2016 in terms of predicting who would win the White House. Here's a headline from The Hill. Nate Silver says Dems could retake the House or not. Both extremely possible. You're going to love this guy. Yeah. He's going to go do a tour. Well, see, I got it right.
He should be a meteorologist. It might rain. It might not.
And then he'll say, I was right. I nailed this. Okay. That'd be like me saying the Democrats will take the House and the Republicans will take the House. And then on Wednesday saying, I'm almost psychic here. I got it right.
Well, if the former Democrats that voted for Trump are paying any attention at all, they've seen what's going on in the economy.
I hope so.
And that's got to make a difference. And, you know, if they do a 50-50 split of those women voters, that right there should be enough to get Republicans over the edge.
Now, here's where this gets complicated. Okay, this gets real weird. The two top issues, health care and the economy, cut both ways for each party. Registered voters trust Democrats to handle health care. That's bizarre.
Why? Because the Democrats are responsible for the mess we're in right now.
I know.
If
they
doubled
the cost.
If you don't like health care, you have to blame the Democrats because the Republicans didn't do a darn thing about it. They tried. They said that they tried and failed. Obamacare is still the law of the land. If you think healthcare is screwed up, Democrats are responsible for it. That's what doesn't make any sense.
They doubled
here.
The cost of Obamacare in 4 years. 105% increase. That doubling if you're on Common Core math. But no, and here's what I got a text the other day. Perfectly illustrates this. Guy who said the first year of Obamacare, he was grateful for his $900 a month. His wife had cancer. His wife is fine now, thank God. And he said he's gotten a job where they have health care, so he's not on Obamacare anymore. He went back out of curiosity, though, to check the price for his Obamacare policy. $900 a month when his wife had cancer, right? $2,300 a month now.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So wait, why you would trust Democrats more on health care, I don't know, unless you're just ignorant. I have no idea. Okay, but anyway, so it's a double-edged sword. The two big issues, health care and the economy. Okay. Democrats, registered voters trust Democrats to handle health care more, but they trust Republicans more on the economy. Voters prefer Republicans to handle taxes, while they prefer Democrats to handle immigration and global warming. This is a Washington Post poll, okay?
Tammy Bruce had a great point that she made on The Five last night. And that she's talking about how the Democrats are trying to take credit for the economy, calling it the Obama economy. But yet their whole campaign is that Trump has dismantled everything that Obama did. The economy didn't expand at much of a significant rate until Trump's, you know, dismantling of the Obama regulations and tax structure took effect. But yet they're still trying to claim that it's Obama's economy that's improving, even though that they have been campaigning on the fact that Trump dismantled all this stuff. So it's just, once again, nuts. It's just like the whole healthcare thing. If you don't like healthcare, you have to blame Democrats because they're the only ones who've done anything about it in the past 8 years.
Yeah. Now, we wish Republicans had.
Yes, we wish they had. They said they would. They campaigned on it and didn't.
However, Trump ended the mandate that you buy it. So, I mean, that's been the most significant thing done on hand. Thank God, since Obamacare costs doubled in 4 years. Okay, so now here's where it gets weird. One issue stands out. This is from the Washington Post poll. Border security. Amazingly, the pollsters admit it's the first time they've asked about border security. 59% of registered voters said it's an important issue in the election. Okay, that's huge. That's not likely voters. That's registered voters. You got this. It's Republicans have a 10-point lead over Democrats on the question of who will better handle border security, not immigration, border security, and a 19-point lead among independents on who will better handle border security.
Well, because with Democrats, there is no border security because there's no
borders.
Border.
Exactly. I mean, there's no border. So, yeah. Now, the biggest headwind for the GOP, according to this headwind is, you know, you're struggling against it, is Donald Trump. 52% of registered voters disapprove of how he's handling his job versus 44% who approve. So you've got, you know, you've got that.
Yeah. Cue up Bob Seger against the wind.
Right. However, at this point in the presidency, Trump's favorability higher than Obama's.
Exactly. Go figure.
Yeah, but the president is at a 16-point deficit among independents. See, and this is where we desperately needed the rest of the GOP leadership to get in the game, and they refused.
Yep.
Refused. He is the only one on the campaign trail. I'm afraid the guy's is going to end up in the hospital. He is doing three rallies today.
Well, Lindsey Graham's out there.
Oh, that'll help.
Well,
thank God. All right. It's just somebody's helping. All right. Yeah, all right. You know what? We'll give Lindsey credit. When he does something right, we got to give him credit because he gets it wrong. All right. All right. That's fair. It's fair.
He's out there. He's out there campaigning. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. He's heading to South Dakota, Montana.
Telling us we need borders.
Yeah.
It's like, is this a joke? Who are you and what have you done with our senator? No. I'm not saying we want him back. No. I know. I'm not. No. Just keep him. We'll keep this one. Meanwhile, U.S. soldiers are preparing for the illegal immigrant migrant caravan by laying razor wire at the border. While Obama says it's fake news, Yes, yeah, it's just, well, yeah, it wasn't a week ago, but now it is. It's fake news. Meanwhile, I've had some complaints from the Democrat side of the aisle, and I have not been fair to them. I have not properly portrayed their message to the American people, their goals, their heartfelt desires, and what they would like to do for the country. And they feel like they have a right to have a say, too. And, you know, that did they want to tell you in their own words how they really feel and what they would do for you? And I thought, you know, I'm a fair person. I'll respond to the complaints. I'll let them have their say, at least for a few minutes on the show, to tell you what they really stand for. Here's a message, national message, from your Democrat Party.
Hi. I'm a spokesperson for the Democratic Party, and I'm here to tell you why you need to vote blue this November. Democrats are the party of love and tolerance. We promote inclusion and acceptance, peace and goodwill. Republicans don't care about any of these things. They just want to talk about record unemployment, the economy, and keeping communities safe. Fascists. Democrats have positive, practical priorities, like abolishing the Electoral College, eliminating due process, and banning hate speech. These are the values of the American people. Well, at least Americans that live in San Francisco and New York. Republicans often use fear-mongering rhetoric like Constitution or Liberty. Democrats condemn such language as divisive and instead focus on more unifying topics like repealing the Second Amendment or kneeling for the national anthem. Democrats are the party of equality, so much so that we insist upon unconditionally believing women and disbelieving men because, well, feminism. If you ask us to explain this logically, we will scream in your face and call you a misogynist. Democrats believe that women are powerful and independent. They are also helpless victims of the patriarchy who require government intervention to succeed. Any woman who disagrees with us on this is a self-hating, stupid bimbo. And you know, it's time someone was finally brave enough to say this. Republicans are racist. Democrats have the same positive message for minorities that we have for women. You're a victim, and you're useful to us. If you disagree, we'll insult your intelligence, but it's for your own good. Republicans want to stop certain people from coming into this country. They cite the infiltration of gang violence or opioids or sex trafficking as reasons to stop illegal immigration. But Democrats accept these as the natural consequences of opening up the borders, which, of course, is the more loving thing to do. Democrats recognize that the key to a better tomorrow is to look forward, not backward. That's why we reject capitalism and all of its greed and instead opt for socialism, which has worked so well every time it's been tried. That's how we win over young people. Our goal is to make the government work for you so you don't have to work at all. Republicans are always pushing religion in our faces. We reject their bigotry. Religious people are idiots. Democrats would much rather you sacrifice yourself on the altar of progressivism. The truth is, as the party of empathy, we're just better than everyone else. That's why we spend so much time telling people who don't align with our agenda that they're not just wrong, but that they're bad people. We still haven't figured out that this condescension is what lost us the 2016 election. Nevertheless, we're confident that through censorship, emotional manipulation, and continued bullying that we'll eventually get our way. Why? Because we care about you.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Did you see this? God bless him. I have given my life to serve. So said a Utah mayor and father of, get this, 7 killed in Afghanistan. Absolutely heartbreaking. This news broke over the weekend. Oh. I just want to ask you this morning. What is your excuse? No, what's yours? I mean, he could have said, well, you know, I've got 7 kids. I can't fight right now. I know I've got this mayorship. I mean, I can't let my town down. I can't go. And he, you know what? He had a million excuses that would have been perfectly legit, and he didn't take them. And he went anyway. He died for his country. So what's your excuse? Well, I got bad knees. No big deal. There's a war going on here, too. You can sit in your pajamas and fight it. And if we lose this war, the answer to the question, where will I go to be free when the U.S. no longer is, will be nowhere. This is the this is it. This is a corner. We are backed into a corner because for so long we did not fight. There is nowhere. This is the last burning torch of freedom in the world. And I'm telling you what, around the rest of the world, it's going out fast. We are already seeing the Iron Curtain fall down on Europe in terms of free speech. I mean, we are to the point where the European Human Rights Court just ruled that you can't criticize pedophilic underage marriage in the Muslim community in Europe. Woman jailed and fined for that. And that sentence was just upheld by the Europe's highest court. Never mind that it's accurate. That over 1,000 cases of child brides have gone unprosecuted in the last 5 years. It is and literally anybody willing to say, hey, listen, these are child victims, you're going to end up in jail. This is Europe, folks. You hear anything like that coming out of Russia? We're told Russia's a big menace. Man, that's not the free world. I don't know, compared to Europe. This is it, folks. This is it. This is it. You can't let the light go out here. You got to fight. So what is your excuse? Father of seven dies in Afghanistan. Get into the fight. Fully commit. Have the uncomfortable conversations with family and friends who disagree or are uneducated and educate them. If you can turn just one, and we all turn just one, we're going to double the size of our troops. Bug those who agree with us until they go to the polls. I have a lot of mom friends like this. They agree, and we're on the same boat. They're not real sophisticated about politics. They're into their lives. They're into their children. Get them to the polls. It's uncomfortable. I know it is. I've had the conversations. Get them there. Bug them until they vote. Volunteer for a campaign. Most importantly, if you want to do one thing right now, in addition to all that, you should volunteer for a campaign and do this in the coming year. But right now, what you can do is share what you know about what's going on in our country on social media in a respectful way. Even if it costs you a job promotion. You know how many people are out there? I get this all the time in my messages. Oh, I love your page. I love your Facebook page and everything you're doing. Thanks for fighting. I can't like it, though, because, you know, my job. What, you might not get a promotion? Might have to get another job. Go get one. There's a lot of them out there now because of what we're doing in this country, because of economic freedom. He had seven kids. He's dead. He gave his life for his country. Forget your promotion. Forget what they might say at work. Forget what they might say at school. Forget what they might say at your church. Forget what your neighbors might say. Who cares? I go by a different name outside of here. I have to. My kids have gotten flack for what I do. I have fought every adult day of my life for this country. It's cost me a job. I've been there. I'm not asking you to do what I did. I had the highest ratings at WBT. I got fired because some guys from Boston bought the place. And they left the guy who had half the ratings I did. I had a baby and a child and a toddler. That broke us financially. I knew what they thought and I didn't shut up. And it cost me. I've paid too. You can do it too. You'll be okay. I did that at the height of a recession. You'll be okay right now. Get in there and fight. And you know what? Yeah, we're throttled right now on social media. I see this every day, and this is why I need your help. Listen, if you want to do something, okay, with direction, with intent, get on social media every day and share. Share with your friends. Share the stuff you hear here. Share the articles you hear referred to. If it's immigration you're passionate about, share that. Share what you know the best so you can defend your point of view. A real good place to go to watch somebody defend his point of view is Jeff Duncan. Our congressman does a great job of it on Facebook. Share. Take it on the chin. Take the hate. You're going to lose some folks. Maybe they won't show up for Thanksgiving. Fight for this country. What is your excuse? I'm telling you, the best thing you can do is be on social media. Be active. If you're not spending some time in Facebook jail a couple of times a year, you're not doing it right. You're not. So say, this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to take 20 minutes. I'm not going to screw around Facebook. I'm not going to screw around on Instagram. I'm going to find something to educate the people I know, and I'm going to share it. Because we're still reaching them that way. I'm going to get in the fight that way. That's how we won the last election. Yeah, we're throttled, but we're not out of the game. If you can reach 100, you're doing a lot. Share with intent. This is the 20 minutes I put aside every day to volunteer. I'm going out there and I'm going to educate. Fight for this country. Think of it as volunteering. Do it daily with purpose. We're not totally shut down yet. You can still educate those who don't fully understand how our individual liberty is under attack. Fight like he did before it's too late. You can do it right now. I know every one of you has, if you've got social media accounts, you surely have somebody in a swing state on there. Just, you know, family, friends, college friends, whoever. Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's hard the first time somebody calls you an idiot. You're not used to it. It's like a muscle. It gets stronger every time you use it. I'm used to being screamed at in public. I'm used to being, you know, having to pay the price. I've paid it before with my kids' teachers. I've paid the price. It's, you know what? And once you do it, you get stronger. You become a stronger person. It's good for you. So, I mean, if this guy, again, seven kids, Utah mayor, whole life ahead of him, great, great, handsome guy, by all accounts, beloved by everybody who knew him, gave his life in Afghanistan. What is your excuse? Well, I'm afraid. I mean, when at work, well, who cares? He's never going to go back to work. If he can fight, you can fight too. Not just comment, not just troll, but fight with purpose. All right, that's enough for today. You could do it now. You still could. You could do hours of this before the election tomorrow. Go online and turn everybody out who agrees with us. Your brother-in-law who's like, yeah, I agree with that, but doesn't get off the couch. Go kick his rear end. Get him to the polls. Even if he lives in Ohio, tell him to go and to call you back once he did. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. It's a little uncomfortable, but that's what it takes to save this country. They're doing it. Heck, Facebook and Google are doing it for them in a massive illegal elections law violation. We got to counter them. Do it now. Texter writes, Facebook jail a couple of times a year. You really need to step up your game. This is my ninth time in 18 months. So says Jim and Easley. Then you are doing it right, Jim. Texter writes, you're saying, oh, we got a troll. Well, somebody disagreeing with me anyway about the last segment. You're saying we should put the country before our family. We have to put family first. Putting the country's interest ahead of family is how families get destroyed and liberal cesspools are formed. No, liberal cesspools are forming. This is how you put your family first. If this was 1986, I would agree with you. It's not. This is 2018. Every one of our rights are on that ballot. You want your children to have, you know, free speech rights, an economy in which to work, more than 2% growth, which we were told was the new normal. You want to live in a country where the deep state isn't free to spy on everyone and punish those as they see fit, like they were beginning to do under Obama with the IRS, like we're going to see them do if the Democrats take Congress with absolutely no oversight. You need to say, and all I'm asking you, I'm not asking you to go to Afghanistan and die when you have seven kids. It's not what I'm asking you to do, like this patriot did from Utah. What I'm asking you to do is get on Facebook, get on social media, get out your elbows, muscle in and make the argument. And if you lose your job, it's the Trump economy. You'll be fine. You'll get another one. If people snicker at you at your church, if your neighbors look at you differently, who cares? Because we're not going to have a country left for you to raise your family in with First Amendment rights. And by those, I don't just mean speech. I mean religious assembly. So, no. Put your family first, you lose your country. I mean, you want to live in the world they're creating? You're not going to like that world. You're not. We've seen glimpses of it. It's terrifying. So it's not enough to just go out and vote. You are educated, especially this audience, so educated. You need to go out and share with other people. No matter, and you know what? That causes pain. It does. I've got, you know, a member of my family who was liberal. He's actually a partner of a member of my family who was very liberal. And I, you know, worked on both of them. And he is now a libertarian. And that has caused no small amount of angst in those circles. But that's one. That's one state. It's not a Republican. It's not going to happen. That state's not a conservative. It's not going to happen. That's okay. But man, he is hepped up on free markets now. Good. You know what that took? The awkwardness, the head butting. Oh. So what should we have to do to save this country, folks? They are not afraid of invading every bit of our space. You know, it's our television. It's our movies. We need to be there, too. And if it's Thanksgiving or where, yes, that's what you need to do.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.